It's quiet in the U.S. Capitol these days, but the pressure is on one group of lawmakers, the appropriators. Among them, Alaska's two senators, Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich. They have until January 15th to complete a dozen spending bills. If they don't, we could see another government shutdown, or less drastically, a type of budget purgatory Congress has been resorting to called a continuing resolution. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports from Washington.
A seat on the Senate Appropriations Committee used to be quite a lofty perch. The late Ted Stevens became one of the most powerful Alaskans to ever live by becoming chairman of that panel. It allowed him to send billions home in earmarks. Now, both Alaska senators are on the committee, but it hasn't amounted to much. Congress has been too divided in recent years to let the appropriators do their work, and anyway, it banned earmarks due to public outrage. Outrage that was partially inspired by Alaska projects. Alaska Congressman Don Young says it's been a blow to the state.
They're both but what can they do? They can't really do it. And without earmarks, they don't have the clout that we used to have. This is the reality of life. We are being totally, I think, ignored.
Young says when Congress won't exercise its full power of the purse, it's ceding power to the executive branch. Earmarking or slipping special home state projects into a spending bill, usually late in the process, did help lawmakers pass appropriation bills in years past. But critics say it wasn't right that a few powerful lawmakers could direct money so specifically and with so little scrutiny. Senator Murkowski says the recent stalemate has been frustrating. She's the top-ranking Republican on the subcommittee that writes the spending bill for the Interior Department.
But our bill hasn't made it to the floor for consideration since I've been ranking member, because we're not moving those appropriations bills forward.
She hopes we're now seeing a return to the normal process. Congress this month did finally pass a budget resolution, which is kind of the starting gun for appropriations. Here's how it's supposed to work. The president submits a thick budget to Congress in February. It's non-binding, just a request, really. In April, lawmakers are supposed to pass a budget resolution, a blueprint saying how much they want to spend and how they'll pay for it. Then the appropriations committees can get going. Committee leaders divide the money pie among 12 subcommittees, each of which crafts a spending bill. When they're all passed, they fund government for a year. But bitter divisions have derailed the process in recent years. Instead of detailed appropriations bills, lawmakers pass continuing resolutions to just keep the money flowing, usually at the prior year's level. A Government Accountability Office report says it's a wasteful process. Agencies are paralyzed by uncertainty, then get all their money late in the year and are in a rush to use it. Senator Mark Begich says spending becomes a blunt instrument without appropriations, a process that gives him and Murkowski a chance to shape the bill to meet Alaskan needs.
We were continuing programs through these crazy things called continuing resolutions that did not need to be funded anymore, but we were funding them because that was the format. Now we can appropriate strategically and surgically, remove programs that are no longer efficient, not necessary anymore, and do the right kind of budget balancing that's critical. And that's where the appropriators come in.
So the members and staff of the Appropriations Committee are racing the clock. To move things faster, they'll likely roll all the bills into a big package called an omnibus. If it's not signed into law by January 15, they'll have to pass another continuing resolution. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.